From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The wildly popular Cash for Clunkers program is going to end for good on Monday night. The White House says the rebate program is over at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on August 24th. Consumers love it. They get up to $4,500 when they buy a new car if they turn in a gas guzzler. Car dealers don't. They're still trying to get paid by the government for the rebates they've already given to customers. Hurricane Bill has lost quite a bit of its punch as it moves closer to Bermuda. Tropical storm warnings and a hurricane watch remain posted for the islands. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman has more.
Bill is still a dangerous Category 3 system, but its winds have now been reduced to 115 miles per hour. Jack Bevin at Miami's National Hurricane Center says it appears wind shear is winning the battle over warm tropical waters, which had threatened to re-strengthen the storm.
The appearance of Hurricane Bill in satellite imagery has become significantly less organized. The well-defined eye that we've seen for the last several days has all but disappeared, and this may be a symptom that the hurricane is weakening.
As of the last advisory, Bill was continuing a northwest track, now less than 400 miles to the south of Bermuda. The Canadian Maritimes lie within the storm's projected path early next week, but the entire East Coast will feel its effects this weekend, with high and potentially dangerous surf at the beaches. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
The campaign teams for the two top contenders in Afghanistan's presidential election are both claiming victory. They're declaring wins despite the fact the initial voting results aren't even expected until Saturday. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
The campaign teams for the incumbent president, Hamid Karzai, and his main rival, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, have been doing their own informal ballot counting. Karzai's camp declared outright victory and said there would be no need for a runoff election. Abdullah's team said nonsense. Their man garnered more than 50% of the vote. Despite the posturing on both sides, Afghan election officials say it's too early to predict the outcome of the vote. Officials continue to count ballots, and results are trickling in from the farmost reaches of the country. International observers say there is concern about fraud and more violence if the results appear too close. Already, two convoys transporting ballot boxes have been attacked. In one incident, an election worker was killed, and the ballots that had already been counted were burned. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
The Libyan man convicted of bombing a jetliner over Lockerbie, Scotland, has returned home. Abdel Basset al-Megrahi is in Tripoli now. He served 8 years of a minimum 27-year prison term in Scotland for putting a bomb aboard the jet that exploded and killed 270 people. Al-Megrahi has cancer and has been given a few more months to live. The Obama administration fiercely protested his release and is now warning if he's treated as a hero, this will affect the relationship between the United States and Libya. This is NPR. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 93 points at 9,443. The biggest Lutheran denomination in the country will vote today on whether to permit gays and lesbians who are in committed relationships to lead congregations. Delegates of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America are holding a vote on the proposal today in Minneapolis. Currently, gay and lesbian Lutheran clergy may pastor congregations, but only if they are celibate. Russian authorities say suicide bombers attacked today in the capital of Chechnya. At least four police officers have been killed. Jessica Gallagher has more from Moscow.
Officials say the suicide bombers approached police officers in two separate locations throughout Chechnya's provincial capital and then detonated their devices, killing the officers. Other explosions were heard throughout Grozny. The attacks come on the heels of Monday's suicide bombing of a police station in neighboring Ingushetia, which killed 25 and injured at least 60 others. Violence has escalated in Russia's northern Caucasus region in recent months. Earlier this summer, Ingushetia's president was severely wounded in a suicide car bomb attack, and a Supreme Court justice was shot to death after dropping her children off at school. Officials blame Islamist insurgents in the war-torn region. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
North Korea has sent high-ranking diplomats to Seoul, South Korea, to pay respects ahead of the funeral of former South Korean President Kim Dae-jung. Kim won the Nobel Peace Prize for his work promoting reconciliation between North and South Korea. Kim died on Tuesday. He was 85. The North Korean diplomats will not stay for the state funeral. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.